You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I am Sam the Faggot. Today is June 18th, 2025. Summer is definitely officially here. It's been blazing hot where I live, and humidity is like 1,000%. So, yeah, it's here finally. So, yay. I hope you're doing well, and summer's going okay for you so far. I apologize for last week, missing the episode last week. I had some issues personally to deal with, and I didn't have a chance. So we're back online again. So before we start, sponsors, of course, theblowers.com is the perfect site when you need a dick or throat instantly. If you need a blowjob or you need to suck cock, you get on theblowers.com, choose your role, blowy or blower, and get to work. It's location dependent, and you will find somebody very quickly. So I recommend it highly. Also, lustyage.com for all of your dildos and vibrators and penis pumps and lube and everything else. Tanga eggs, I highly recommend. You got all the toys you ever need there. You can use promo code SAMFWA for some money off on your purchase. So that should cover our promos, I think. So if you have been paying attention to the website, and I recommend you always do that, okay? You would have seen a recent post about Master Jerome. I've been working with Master Jerome since I met him a couple months ago. He's a straight alpha, 19 years old, from France. And he contacted me because he's straight, but he noticed that his sister's three close male friends were all fag boys, femme boys, basically. They were all in gymnastics together. So, you know how little fag gymnasts are, the tight little asses and, you know, and firm bodies and whatnot. And they're limber. And Master Jerome, you know, he had an interest in fucking ass. But, of course, girls his age especially are not interested in that, you know. And he thought they were attractive. And so he contacted me and he named them Fag A, Fag B, and Fag C. Now, since the faggots were all friends of each other, and like gal pals, I guess we'll call them, he wanted to conquer one at a time because he had the idea that he was going to claim and breed all three of the faggots. But he wanted to do it one at a time, conquer each one, and finally have all three of them under his control. So he zeroed in on Fag A and conquered Fag A fairly easily. Then he went after Fag B and conquered Fag B and bred Fag B very easily also. But our story concerns Fag C. So Master Jerome went to submit Fag C, and of course Fag C, being a fag, definitely submitted, but the fag broke down and started crying. And Master Jerome was confused, of course, and tried to comfort the fag, but he didn't really understand at first what had happened. And then Fag C opened up what actually has happened to the fag. And the fag is young, okay? And I think the fag is around, right around Master Jerome's age. So the story was with Fag C is that Fag C had been owned by a master, a younger master, I think. But this master started whoring out the Fag C to random men, I don't know where this master got these men from, but there were gang bangs involved, okay? Where he forced Fag C to just remain on all fours and just be bred basically anonymously by these men. And he would take multiple loads at a time. And this went on for a while. And Fag C was, you know, hurt by it because I think it was his first master, and he really cared about this master, and then suddenly he's being treated like that, and it hurt him, but he did it anyway because he was trying to be obedient to his first master. And so then someone contacted Fag C and said, "You do realize that one of the men that fucked you has HIV. And of course, Fag C's world turned upside down. So he went and got a test, and sure enough, he had seroconverted to HIV positive status because of that man that bred him anonymously. And, you know, this is not 1983 anymore, you know. HIV science is very advanced now. The meds that they have for it are very advanced. It's not a death sentence anymore like it used to be. But still, there's psychological and emotional things that come with that HIV status, right? Fun fact, I guess I should say, I went to school, high school, with a guy. I was not close with him, but he ended up dying of AIDS a couple years after high school. And I remember, you know, seeing him waste away with the drugs they were giving him. He was definitely one of those that died of AZT poisoning, the same drug that killed Freddie Mercury and Ryan White. So I have some history with HIV. I mean, obviously, I've been around long enough, and I've been a faggot for long enough to deal with HIV like everybody else. But anyway, but it's not a death sentence anymore. So still, you know, he was betrayed. Fag C was betrayed by his master and by these alphas, and it's turned his life upside down. Now, he's on medication. I don't know what medication he's on, but any medication they have now will get you to undetectable levels. So once you're undetectable with HIV, you know, you could have all the sex you want unprotected, and there's no danger of anything. You know, there's no real danger anyway, honestly. As long as, you know, an alpha is strictly a top and a faggot is strictly a bottom that's HIV positive, there's no way it's transmitted to the alpha. That's never going to happen. There's just simply not enough viral particles to get into the alpha's body in order to make him turn HIV positive. So there's not any kind of concern about that. But even though Fag C is presumably undetectable, there was still that psychological scar and that emotional scar of being tainted and dirty and unworthy, you know, and a terror of being owned again after the betrayal that he experienced before. And Master Jerome, his reaction was so unbelievably beautiful, so far ahead of anybody his age. And he's 19, and he had a more mature reaction than alphas three times his age. He comforted the fag, held the fag, gave the fag the opportunity to suck his dick and accept a load from him, which comforted the fag, and it, the Fag C was so just overcome by emotion of being able to be of service again that the fag was crying because of it. And And Master Jerome, I haven't heard back from him since this, but he had plans to breed Fagsy and make Fagsy his personal property. And then that would be complete the set, so to speak. But you know, what we learn from Master Jerome's reaction is really the key, you know. He saw a broken faggot, a faggot that had been abused, injured emotionally, and he, instead of just tossing it away, which is what a lot of alphas would have done probably, he, instead, his protector alpha instinct came front and center, and he said, I'm going to rescue this faggot. I'm going to take care of this faggot. In fact, Master Jerome ended his letter with me when he was telling me about this. He said, nobody's ever going to hurt these faggots again. Like, he decided that these were his property, that he's going to do whatever he has to do to protect them. Now, keep in mind again, Master Jerome is a straight alpha, okay? But he cares for these faggots because they are his property, and he recognizes that they are weak where he is strong. And he, being a protector alpha, sees beyond just sexuality or whatever. He sees power. He sees goodness and righteousness. He sees devotion of service. He appreciates those things. What a great example that is, right? Like, imagine if alphas acted like that all the time. It would be an incredibly different world that we live in. But unfortunately, they don't, you know. Unfortunately, and I see this a lot in the fetish videos and fetish hypno and all this other stuff that's online, this sort of, you know, faggots are trash, you can just abuse them, use them completely and toss them away, whatever, hurt them, whatever. So Master Jerome is the antithesis of that. He is the opposite of that. He is an alpha who stands up for the truth first, and he stands up for others first. I mean, he's going to get served, okay, because he's alpha. But he understands that at some point a man has to be a man, and a man has to do what's right for others, especially when you're an alpha, when you're a leader, right? This is something that a lot of alphas don't seem to understand about their alphahood. Nature made you superior not so you could just get your rocks off or make money in Findom or whatever. Nature made you alpha to lead, not just physically, but also by your example as a man, as a superior man. It's stunning how many alphas out there, straight or gay, don't get this. And I burst into tears when I read Master Jerome's letter, because not just for Fagsy, I felt bad that Fagsy's going through that and having to deal with it, but I was crying because, like Fagsy, I think it's beautiful that an alpha like Master Jerome exists, and he's a leader at 19. He's exhibiting God alpha instincts and power. He's turning into one of the great protector alphas that my sight has ever seen. And the maturity and the insight that, and the delayed pleasure, you know, he didn't just go, just suck my dick, okay? He comforted the fag, the faggot's comfort and safety was paramount. It wasn't about him getting off. Again, he's going to get pleased, okay, because he's an alpha. But his main concern was, how can I rescue this faggot? How can I help this faggot get through this, you know? And I really hope that there's some alphas who are just sitting there thinking to themselves, yeah, what am I doing? What are you doing? You know, how are you making things better? And I'm not just talking about with faggots. I'm talking about in general, in your life. Are you a positive force in life? Are you changing the world for the better? What does your alphahood mean outside of you just benefiting yourself? Because alphas are always going to be benefiting themselves. They're always going to get benefits. But the bigger thing is, what are you doing around you? How are you changing the world around you? How are you rescuing others that can't stand up for themselves? How are you protecting the weak, you know? So I really encourage that everybody go and read that article about Master Jerome. It's just one of the best things I've ever published, because I'm just so proud to I got to be a part of this, the emerging power of this glorious young straight alpha, Master Jerome. And I was able to help him to find three beautiful faggots to serve him. The thing is, like, I'm proud to be able to have done that because of the kind of man that Master Jerome is. You know, like, he makes me proud to be a faggot. He makes me proud to be a faggot that has a platform like this where I can help alphas like him become even better, even bigger, even more powerful. I mean, it's such a privilege, and I just really hope that alphas think about the example he set, and what you can do with the faggots around you, the females around you, the weak around you, you know, the world around you. There are more things involved with being alpha other than just getting off or getting some money or whatever, you know. So thank you very, very much to Master Jerome for sharing that story with me and allowing me to be a part of his journey as an alpha. And I really hope that I get to be a part of more, because men like him make me feel amazing inside. So anyway, that's all I got for today. I just really hope you read that article. And I was going to talk about something else. I'm going to talk about it next week regarding Master Cal and Master Shane and the clan of Master Dino. We'll talk about that next week. There's other developments going on, so we'll talk about that next week. In the meantime, I guess I will talk to you guys later, okay? Take care. Bye!